This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Here in the U.S., St. Patrick's Day is all about parades and shamrocks and green beer and kiss me, I'm Irish buttons. But how do the real Irish celebrate the holiday? Maeve Conran brings us this story from Dublin.
Hail, glorious St. Patrick, dear saint of the Rhine.
St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. One of the few holidays specific to a country, but now celebrated internationally. Although the image of green beer and even rivers dyed green is particular to the American experience of the day, parades and celebrations are held as far away as Russia and Korea. Even in Ireland, it's become a global affair.
We're still counting, but certainly there's, over the whole festival, I would say probably in the region of 15 different countries are represented.
Donal Shields, the CEO of the Irish St. Patrick's Festival.
We actually start off the festival on Wednesday the 16th of March, and it runs until Sunday the 20th of March. And it goes to diverse events like the Luminarium, but also on the same day we have the International
Spanning Symposium 5 days, the St. Patrick's Day celebrations in Ireland are a huge event, a whole lot different from when I was growing up. 20 years ago, it was all about wearing your best green dress to Mass, with a huge bunch of shamrocks pinned to your lapel. The highlight of the day, of course, was the parade. Not a sophisticated affair like today. Just a few floats, some marching bands, and of course, the Irish dancers. But it was magical. It was our chance to show some national pride in our national holiday, St. Patrick's Day, Lá le Féile Pórig. It's still a celebration of our national identity, what it means to be Irish. But ironically enough, Patrick himself wasn't even born there. Father Vincent O'Hara explains.
Of course, he's one of the great figures of Irish history. He wasn't born in Ireland at all. In fact, we're not sure where he was born, possibly around Wales or England. And the first time he came as a slave.
After his humble beginnings as a shepherd in slavery, Patrick escaped and fled the country that had held him captive for 2 years, but somehow ended up as its patron saint.
He said himself that he heard voices calling him from the western shores of Ireland, "Come, youth, and walk once more amongst us." So he was eventually sent then in the year 432 by Pope Celestine to Christianize Ireland, which was largely what we would call pagan up to then. The kind of religion would be a kind of a druidism. And in fact, he challenged the king at the time on the king was lighting his fire, his paschal fire, so to speak, on the hill of Tara. And Patrick lit his own paschal Easter fire on the opposite mountain or hill. And the chiefs of the king said, "Unless you put out that fire of this man, Patrick, that light will never be extinguished." So it was a kind of a prophetic statement. And thank God the faith which Patrick brought to Ireland is still with us, maybe not as strong, but it hasn't gone out. And there is the hymn which we sometimes sing, "Faith of our fathers living still in spite of dungeon, fire and sword."
Faith of our fathers living still in spite of...
So in fact, St. Patrick's Day is a religious holiday. But for those not quite so spiritually minded, what's on offer?
Paddy's Day is just a right bit of crack all day.
Not illicit drugs, of course. Crack is the Irish word for fun. Vivian Walsh is the head barman in one of Dublin's oldest pubs.
It's a big booze up. It's a big session, St. Patrick's Day. Everybody tends to take a couple of days off either side of it and just come out in the early afternoon and don't go home until well into the next morning.
The 200-year-old Kyo's pub in the city centre sells more than 4,000 pints of Guinness on an average St. Patrick's Day alone.
On a particular St. Patrick's Day, you could be looking at getting rid of 40 kegs of Guinness, maybe. Potentially is one of our biggest days of the whole year. Taking out Christmas week, St. Patrick's Day is our busiest day.
Drinking Guinness in a traditional pub is as much a part of the national celebration as going to Mass and watching the parade. But being Irish nowadays is a different concept from that of 20 years ago. Unlike years gone by, when thousands emigrated every year, today, thousands of immigrants come to Ireland looking for work. With the new cultures and traditions that these people bring, a booming economy and a more secularised society, Father Vincent explains, there's still room to celebrate our Catholic origins.
Well, it would still be a nominally Catholic country, and I suppose as countries go, attendance at Mass would still be very high, maybe 60% that would still go at the weekends. But I think the ethos is changing, all right, the kind of Christian ethos of the country and what we call the Celtic Tiger and the newfound wealth that we have in recent decades. I suppose that has made inroads into the spirituality and the faith of the people as well.
So with more than a million people, including 250,000 tourists, set to descend on Dublin for this weekend's celebrations, there's just that one other traditional Irish element to think about. After all, it's what makes the country so green. So, will it rain on the parade? Donal Shields, festival organiser.
Oh yeah, I'm under pressure big time because we've had really good weather for the last 3 years. So I'm just hoping we get it all out of the way and global warming takes its full effect.
From Dublin, this is Maeve Conran.
And St. Patrick's Day would not be complete without some Irish music. Last year, we compiled an essential St. Patrick's Day playlist based on listeners' suggestions, filled with reels, drinking songs, and the old heart-tugging, sappy numbers. Here are just a few.
Whack fold the daddy up, there's whiskey in the jar. Oh, Johnny boy, the pipes are calling. From glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the flowers are full. Tis you, tis you.
And we'll all go together to pluck wild mountain thyme. All around the blooming heather will you go, lassie, go.
And it's now.
We invite you to add to the list this year. Which songs do you have on repeat every March 17th? Add your suggestions to our Facebook page, facebook.com/wordofmouthradio.